With over 30% of our current MLAs announcing they're not standing again, there'll be a lot of new faces that make up the new mandate. Hoping to be among those is Robert McCartney from the charity Beyond the Battlefield. And Robert, welcome to Talkback, and you have some news to announce this lunchtime.
Yes, I've decided to run in the Strangford constituency as an MLA and to really put the veterans platform on the agenda. And the reason I've actually decided to do that is we've been running over the last four or five years as a charity, and I've spoken to all the MLAs, I've spoken to government ministers as far up as the Prime Minister, and we've got no backing whatsoever for the veterans or for the constituency of Strangford.
I mean, it's a very specific issue that you're standing on. Do you think you'll get the public support? But what can you promise that you would achieve once you're in the Assembly?
Well, I think I'll get the public support in Strangford down to the fact that obviously it's a DUP-dominated area. And we have actually got three DUP ministers within the Ards area. However, the veterans who make up a large part of the Strangford area and their families, they seem to be forgotten about since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. Now, it's not just the veterans and their families, but the area of Ards and the Ards Peninsula has been totally forgotten about. It's as if because we were the law-abiding citizens who served our country during the Troubles and we still serve all over the world, the MLAs and the government seem to just forget about us as if we're not there.
Well, what do you mean? What are the specific issues for veterans that you feel have been ignored?
Well, veterans, obviously a lot of the veterans, and I deal a lot with the mental health services, we know what the suffering is with our veterans, and we know the lack of recognition that they've received. A lot of the veterans now, up to 12% of the veterans who served here in Northern Ireland, and not including the ones who have served worldwide, are suffering from some type of mental illness.
Now, in fairness to the DUP Minister, Simon Hamilton, he did announce extra funding for mental health issues just last week.
That's right, and they always announce the extra funding for mental health issues, but military post-traumatic stress disorder is a completely different kettle of fish. It's a specialist issue. I've tried to bring it to the fore. I've tried to educate the government ministers and the MLAs into the specialist nature of it. However, they're not recognising it. When I speak with the mental health services and the meetings that we have with Dr. Paul Bell and Aidan Murray from the mental health, the deputy director of the mental health, they know that those problems exist. We've now introduced a thing called the hub, whereby ex-military personnel who go to their GP will eventually be directed towards people like myself. Soldiers and service personnel, including the police, prison service, ambulance service and everything else, they see traumatic effects. They're normal people who are doing an extraordinary job. Now, people actually don't realise that PTSD is not a mental illness. It's something that can be worked on, but it can only be worked on with someone or people who have been through it.
And would you then not have been better to stand on a wider mental health ticket then, rather than something so specific as veterans?
Well, it's not specific for the veterans because, as I say, I live in North Down, I live in Newton Ards, I live in the constituency, and I see what is going wrong down there. The people in Newton Ards and the people in the Ards Peninsula are hard-working people. However, the work's been taken away from them. There's no factories anymore. It was a massive manufacturing base. They're not there anymore. They just seem to be, and everything that seems to be coming in. Now, they've redone the town over the past year, and I don't think I heard one person or saw one person from Newton Ards working in that town. They're not even giving the work, the local work, to the local people.